The following podcast is a presentation of Spectrum One, online and on demand at SpectrumOne.net. The following Spectrum One podcast may contain language that some may find offensive. Listener discretion is advised. And now, WrestleChat.net, the freaking awesome network, and Spectrum One present the NAWC. For nearly a decade, the wrestling podcast of record, bringing you great wrestling discussion since 2007. Sponsored this week by the following. And now, this week in NXT.
Twitter just went crazy with the announcement of my guest at this time, Eric Young. And Eric, what can we expect from you here at NXT?
Everyone strives to be the best. You want to pit yourself against the best, prove yourself against the best. There's no doubt in my mind or anyone's mind, the best are here. The best are in the NXT. The best are in the WWE Universe. And now I'm here. I'm here to prove myself, prove that I belong. The cream, it always rises to the top. You're looking at a world-class man, a world-class professional wrestler, a world-class athlete, and a world-class maniac. And I'll prove that time and time again.
Wipe that stupid ego grin off your face.
This is where I belong. This is where I've always wanted to be. If you want to be the best, you want to make a name for yourself, you want to prove yourself, this is where it happens. And I'm going to do just that.
You little smug shit.
And now, this week in Impact Wrestling.
Shelly Martinez on the inside, firing herself up. Is she going to do something?
Uh-oh, look at that speed by Shelly Martinez. Well,
caught up in the ropes, and it's a dangerous six-sided ring.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Those ropes are close to breaking. Tight. And there's the cover.
Oh, she got the pin on that. Did you see that?
It's over. Good win for Rebel.
How did she do it? You talk about ring awareness.
Yes, you do. That was it. I mean, look, Shelly Martinez, she threw caution to the wind. She went for that big move on the outside.
Minus 5 stars. Maybe 10.
Could the sound effects actually improve TNA viewership? I know it's up, but that really helped. But we hear a very familiar tune playing once again here at the North American Wrestling Connection. My name is Nikki Heyman, and around the table tonight, let's see. Let's start all the way down in the Sunshine State. Chris?
On this, Lana, if you start wearing red ring attire, with your flexibility, you start doing Chris P. Hemme's old finisher. You call it the Red Square. Vince will give you a push like no... Oh, sorry. Call me back. The show started.
Machka.
Well, then. You really shouldn't be doing that this close to showtime.
She was asking me how to help her get to the women's title. I was giving her suggestions.
Actually, if for flexibility, go find that pick a Big E.
No
hip
thing.
Hip girdle here. Hip girdle.
Anyway, next, we will look over at our local newsman, Jim Williams.
Hello, everybody, and rest in peace, Milhouse.
he's Milhouse.
And it's bad news that didn't even come from our local bad newsman, Bad News Beeman.
Yes. Well, I think the bad news is that Shelly Martinez now has to look at herself in the mirror and say, I had a worse match than Ava Marie.
But did she have a worse match than Jenna Maraska?
Yes.
The winners in this situation, friends.
I haven't seen the footage, and I don't think I want to. The sound effects make it so much better.
Let's put it to you this way. Shelly Martinez was hanging upside down for at least 20 seconds in those ropes before she finally got rolled up for a rest in peace. It's like,
egad.
Let's just say the line was crossed yet again.
So, speaking of lines being crossed, the man who crosses the line twice, Jason Block.
People got to go to work early. Let's get right to it.
Yeah, we'll bring in our statistician. Go ahead and get some shut-eye VRM. We'll get back to you. Good. Okay. So, despite this debacle that we're joking about in the beginning of the show, as I said, a similar song is being played because Eric Young is saying a whole lot of the same stuff that AJ Styles said about 3 months ago. And, you know, I could be trite and just say Eric Young's first promo was a great big to say, please keep me on board, WWE. But anybody who gets in the Fed would be like that. Am I wrong?
Considering even though he went back to TNA for some reason, James Storm said the same thing. I guess not, but then again, James Storm wasn't thinking, right? And then he went back to TNA.
Well, you have to remember, it's been a while. I'm going to make the cheap joke. I'm going to do it. It's been a while since EY has actually wrestled in front of a paying crowd.
Ooh.
So, you know, it's a thrill for him. I can't fault the man.
And I think he's probably absolutely ecstatic that his first feud over here is somebody that he's known for years and years and years. He gets a chance to fight Joe.
I love it. But may I just give a little caveat? Okay. I remember, well, first of all, we also know that Bobby Roode was also backstage, too. You know, him and Triple H are close, as we all know.
Yes.
But if you remember correctly, some guy named James Storm had a match and was in NXT for a cup of coffee and decided to leave. And if you read the spoilers about it, I don't know if he's going to stay on. Just saying. You know
EY?
What I mean? Yeah.
I mean,
well, put it to you this way. If he stays, great. He should stay in NXT for a bit. Mm-hmm. Build that brand up for a little bit. Because, you know, not that NXT needs really building, but you know what I mean.
No, I know what you're saying. I understand what you're saying. And they're going to need to fill in some blanks because eventually people are going to leave NXT and get called up and they're going to be dragged kicking and screaming to New York.
Well, for some tag teams, it's worked out, apparently.
Well, yeah. That, you know, big, big, big props for Enzo and Cass and the Vaudevillains for their match coming up at Payback. We will be getting to that soon enough. As I said, we pick on TNA, but apparently the viewership numbers are up, and I know Jason had that. Has anybody else seen these numbers?
I have them here if you want. The numbers for TNA, excuse me, is... The numbers were up because... Here it is. There's no repeats now. Since they went to repeats... The last 3 weeks are 286,000, 312, and 322. Since they went to pop, 322 is the third highest number since they went to the former TV Guide channel.
Okay.
In 3 months. That's not bad. I mean, you know, look, if they keep rising on a one episode a shot a week plus, remember you also have that replay on Saturday, which I also said was I think going to be a very big move for them.
Mm-hmm.
I really think it's a damn good idea to put the replay there because you get the kiddies, you know, hi kids, but you get
hi,
them
eat.
But you do get them. It's a smart
yes.
idea.
Speaking of the kids, and it's not on my run sheet, but watch this. It's a segue. There's a John Cena on the horizon.
But see, it's not a segue because we have a full-fledged alarm for it.
That I still have not received a replacement for.
On that, but there's the other alarm.
Oh, yes. And what did I do with that button? Oh yeah. There is a hero on the horizon.
His name is John C.
Hustle, loyalty, merchandise.
And Memorial Day. And how bad do you think he debuts with a new shirt on Memorial Day?
Well, that's a given, isn't it?
That's a given. The real money is in what color?
Chartreuse.
Teal.
Fuchsia.
Fabulous.
Oh, come on. Memorial Day, Maggle. It's red, white, and blue for Big Match Johnny.
Oh, that could
most
be.
Likely. I think that's probably the right answer.
Now you said fuchsia there, Nikki, and the way you said it, I'm just picturing this one crazy idea that came about when somebody edited a John Cena picture to hold the Divas title and he was wearing lipstick.
Exactly. Yeah.
Talk about painting lipstick on a pig, Byron.
And since his American Grit show is tanking, sadly.
What are the numbers doing?
Tanking.
Basically, about, what, 5 million viewers, not even?
Which, Fox standards, is hell.
Yeah, well, I'll look by TV by the numbers, but the numbers really haven't done very well. Because, and we talked about this, here's a little plug here, on WLTI, that this really wasn't very plugged very well.
No, it had zero mention on any of other WWE programming. I can't speak for Total Divas or Total Bellas, but I heard, you know how much I heard on Raw and SmackDown? Zip, zilch, and zero.
I mean, there's a reason for that when you think about it. Why WWE isn't plugging it.
Network?
There you go.
I forget. Network, it's on politics.
Fox. NBC Universal plugging something on Fox. That's no good.
Especially when you get an adult rating share of a 0.7 and a 2 share and 2.19 million viewers. Yowza!
Mm-hmm.
Not good. So, yeah, bye, Felicia. Yeah, exactly. I mean, put it to you this way. I would not be surprised if American Grit moves to the Saturday death knell. Or at least Friday after Hell's Kitchen's finale.
Mm-hmm.
Could be. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
But to be fair, it at least is getting more episodes than Knock Knock Live with Ryan Seacrest. So they got control for them, you know.
So, but yes, John Cena tweeted that he's going to be back 5 months after he had the, rotator cuff surgery. And mm-hmm. believe me, we've been seeing videos of him working out, and he's been really, really doing it.
He's been killing it in the gym, and he's already a workaholic. And
Super Cena, I need Echo.
Dun, 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 dun,
and
dun,
by
dun.
The way, he calls himself that. That's the scary part.
He listens to the show. Yes. maybe not.
I'm still waiting, and I still want this. If he's going to call himself Super Cena, I want him to do this entrance just once. I want them to put a phone booth on the stage and have him walk out in a suit and wearing glasses, walk into the phone booth, tear him away, let the phone booth fall apart underdog style, and ta-da!
But new gear. But Cesaro does that without a phone booth.
Yeah.
Admitted. If Cesaro wasn't doing that, I would I still want Cena to do a bona fide Superman entrance. That's about the safest one I can think of.
They have to save it for the British shows, because they always have the phone booth on the stage there.
No, then they have to make all the funny noise, the weird noises to go with it. Oh, wait, wrong genre.
But I will just say this, though. The fact that Cesaro now is James Bond, damn it, we need, that was gimmick infringement. They stole it from us.
I'm okay with this. James Bond meets the transporter. Thank you.
Although I will say on Raw, when he was in the suit and it had the glasses on, he reminded me of the main character from the video game Hitman. All you have to do is put a barcode on the back of his head.
Agent 47.
Yes.
So, yes, we have Cena on the way back. We have Titus not quite on TV, but he's doing the anti-smoking. He's doing a bunch of anti-smoking PSAs. He's done one with Natalia, and he did one with Ziggler that I'm aware of.
Right. Those are the only two so far.
Okay. So I'm sure there'll be more than a couple more of those coming up. But I have to mention one other return that, yes, it's only a few minutes of TV, but come on, guys.
Yes. Yes.
My boy Sandow was on Raw and on SmackDown. I don't care if it was, you know, it was a storyline match.
Jobber to the stars, Maggle.
But he was there, and he wrestled. Yes, he got killed by Baron Corbin.
And he's back in the colors again, too.
Yes. And if he's getting entrance during commercial, maybe he's cutting a promo. Hopefully he'll be on the house show loop. But, yeah, he's back. Titus is back. We're getting all our wrestlers back, but now the announced team is suffering spring cleaning. And, Jim, do you need another Kleenex?
No, I just need to give Milhouse a noogie.
Yes, Rich Brennan was released earlier this week, and somebody mentioned just before we went on air that Kyle Edwards, a.k.a. Arta or Cal, is gone?
Yep. He tweeted it himself. He said, no hard feelings, on to the next chapter.
He'll probably go back to Canada. And good for him. You know, I mean, he was pretty much only doing internet stuff and I think maybe international stuff. So,
okay.
I mean, the main other thing he was doing was for YouTube and .com. And of course, the retro stream on Up, Up, Down, Down.
Woo.
Yes. But
yes. Which, by the way, I believe was represented on Raw this week.
Yes, it was.
Yes, there was a Wild Xavier appears wearing his fine Up, Up, Down, Down shirt and enjoying every second of it.
No, that bone should really go to the entire New Day for having the guts to take out Mauro the King and, well, Byron, there's no guts there.
Making Byron sit cross-legged on the floor was
sit
awesome.
Sit down, cross your legs, Byron! And Big E doing his best Mauro for the win.
Now, can they do that on Raw one match?
Please?
Complete with Byron cross-legged, you know,
yeah.
Style, yes.
Or better yet, when they're leaving the table, JBL just hauls back and clotheslines Byron out of his shoes.
I love it, Byron! You need to eat some booty-os!
Because we know you're a booty. Anyway,
Biggie can wear the cowboy hat while he's on commentary, of course.
Of course.
And JBL, the best cowboy.
But think of it this way. I mean, but look at this. You have the New Day, who are pretty much the most over thing in the WWE right now.
Period. Okay? Paragraph. End of discussion. Yes, go on.
Right. Along with, I believe it was on Monday, two teams from NXT who are now going to fight to fight them. How freaking awesome is that?
It's mind-blowing. If you had told me before WrestleMania that the Vaudevillains and Enzo and Cass were actually going to be that close to the tag team titles, I would have asked if you'd been talking to Rob.
Dude.
Yeah, dude.
Is it also a testament to how weak the tag team division is?
Dude.
Yes. I mean,
well, some of it wasn't their fault. Well, some of it was their fault. The Ascension were pretty much nobodies, and now Connor's out on a wellness vacation, while Victor is unfortunately stuck in the Social Outcasts. The Social Outcasts can't even beat themselves. The League of Nations is utterly obliterated, and I'm not sure why that happened.
Creative has nothing for you, I think.
Either that or Rusev wanted to test Lana's flexibility some more.
Oh, God.
Either that or they're turning one of them face for some reason. That's the only other thing I can think of.
But which one of the three would you?
That's a good question. Because Sheamus... I'm not ready to see Sheamus' face.
Although I could see that because of the Ninja Turtles movie coming out.
True. They might need him for that for promotional purposes.
But he's a bad guy in that damn movie.
And... I don't think WWE has the guts to turn Del Rio face.
Oh God, no.
No, we've already seen Del Rio face and it wasn't pretty.
Shame, he has a lovely smile. and you know, see, Sheamus maybe for the movie Rusev, no, there's, you know, I'm not sure how to play that face.
Well, it Rusev would be, if you're going to turn anyone face, Rusev actually would be the only logical choice due to the fact that if you're still pairing him with Lana, like, get Lana back to face mentality and they'd be the most over thing in WWE. Mm-hmm. Or Lana would be anyways.
She still is.
They could have her be a modern version of Savage
Sable.
Well, I was saying Savage and Liz, but with a tougher version of Liz. But
no, I'm thinking Sable and Mark Miro, and that's no offense to Rusev, really.
Right, Rusev has more charisma than Miro.
He does. Ooh,
I have some interesting breaking news that's possibly with a Z. Okay,
I'm not gonna play the breaking news. Yeah, I'm not gonna play the breaking news thing if you don't know.
I don't know. Well, this is from Wrestler Observer Radio and reported by DailyWrestlingNews.com, which is a decent aggregation site. Okay. Not as good as WrestleChat.net, of course. Never. Okay. There are rumors.
If you're bacon block.
Well, I know where my bacon's buttered.
Ooh, that actually sounds good. Where do I sit?
Yeah, with a little, nice little Texas toast. Mmm, yummy. Anyway, Ring of Honor parent company, there was rumors that Ring of Honor parent company Sinclair Broadcasting may be interested in purchasing TNA.
Okay. And apparently somebody was terribly offended by that and almost blew up the building.
Yeah, we'll get to that in a second. The main factor being Dixie Carter, who continues to negotiate a sale while trying to retain majority ownership of the company. Because remember, we talked about Sinclair rebranding the Tennis Channel as the American Sports Network. Mm-hmm. And we said that either Ring of Honor would be a great place for it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, TNA would be a great place for it too, you know? But, Dixie, here's a little message for you. You ain't going to get a majority stake no more. Ain't going to fucking happen.
No.
And I think Jim Cornette's got something to say to you about this. No fucking way. Ain't going to happen.
Thank you. Fuck you. Bye.
Right. Exactly. That's
actually,
it.
My actual answer is like, oh, Dixie still wants a majority ownership?
Cue the Atlas laugh here.
If you're being more serious, you'd have this would be a great Undertaker moment and be like, "Who in the hell do you think you
think
are?"
You are, yes.
Yes, it would.
But Dixie, face facts, you suck at business. Okay, that's just the wrestling business. Anyways, you suck at it.
Mm-hmm.
That your greatest idea burns you in the butt. Because you brought in Hulk Hogan and Eric Bischoff. If you didn't learn from Ted Turner that was a bad idea, you're never going to learn.
And you aren't billionaire Ted either, so... You know.
Your daddy might be close, but you, my dear, no.
No.
Oh, brother.
So, yeah. As, you know... Ring of Honor making a play for TNA would be very interesting. And yeah. some of the speculation with that is, ooh, we could do a Ring of Honor TNA, you know, we could do a proper Ring of Honor TNA invasion angle where Ring of Honor would slaughter most of TNA.
Not if Dixie has her 51%, of course, but, you know.
If Ring of Honor gets TNA, she will not be a majority owner anymore.
Dixie would be lucky to have 5.1% ownership.
Exactly.
Well, like so, you were saying, Nikki, kind of in a tease to that, ROH has some other issues.
Yeah, there's this little thing about, okay, who the hell wears a goofy hoodie like that and tries to blow up ROH headquarters? If you're going to do that, man, go blow up the warehouse.
Okay. First of all, with all due respect, I think this guy seriously has some legit mental issues here. Okay, no joke. Because, oh boy. And, we'll talk about that in a second. Let's just throw that, because your dear Uncle Paul had something pretty cool happen to him, too. This is at Fox 45, okay? Mm-hmm. Because a man set a car on fire in the building's parking lot that attempted to enter what was claimed to be a bomb, okay,
mm-hmm.
threatening to use it if they did not allow him to broadcast material he had brought with him, okay. He wanted access to the station's news broadcast. He was shot 3 times by the cops after removing his hands from his pockets. Turned out the bomb was actually wires and chocolate bars. Okay.
This isn't the first time something like this has happened, mind you. It's happened at KNBC in the 80s. It happened most famously in Phoenix, or near Phoenix, at a station in Arizona that was known as Cool News 10 back in the early 80s. Look it up. They actually have the whole hostage situation on the air, and they actually let the guy on the air with their lead news anchor reading his deranged manifesto so that he wouldn't kill anybody or anything like that.
Wow.
It's on YouTube. It's an interesting watch for sure. But yeah, that's just so screwed up. And you know, hopefully, you know, things are back to normal there at WBFF in Baltimore. But my goodness.
Yes.
So, the suspect survived, and he's going to have to explain this. And like I said, if he was going to do that, he should have been. He really, really should have been in Nashville. Not that I'm not saying to blow somebody up. That's not what I'm saying. But just the whole setup of it screams TNA to me, and that's sad, and that's terrible. Let's see. What else have I got in here? Okay. Speaking of broadcast, this is not really news, but this was presented to me. WWE is a little concerned about how its network is being used by some of its subscribers. And there is stuff that has been in place since day one that, you know, if you have one account, obviously you are supposed to be the only one using it, and you can only be logged into one device at a time. That's standard. That's pretty much standard. But there was talk that WWE might actually go out of its way to start punishing people for it. And I'm like, how in the world are you going to enforce that?
Yeah, that is something that not even Netflix and Hulu have figured out how to do. No offense to the WWE, because their network is doing well. It's got another award for it, according to the Did You Know This Week on SmackDown.
Mm-hmm.
So, but if the two biggest of the streaming services, Netflix and Hulu, can't figure out a way to actually punish you for doing stuff like that, what makes you think you're going to be able to do it, Vince and Company?
Well, actually, I mean,
I mean, in theory, you would say, ooh, get their IP address, but you can always change your IP address, so, eh.
And it's, you know, it's just something that I just find interesting that they would even consider attempting to stop. They can't. And the only thing I could think of was the fact that since the people behind MLB's services helped with WWE's services, does MLB have that kind of problem? But then again, they don't have OTT. They don't do over the top. So I don't. Well, that might not be a relevant argument.
They sort of do. I mean, they archive every game that they stream, so they're available on demand. But they don't have a live 24/7 stream. I understand what you're saying.
Okay. So, I just wanted to put that out there. It's something that has been put in place. That's been there since day one. Don't panic. But I will transition to this. There's been some interest on WWE side to see if they can boost membership, if they can find a way to put Raw and SmackDown episodes on the network the following day instead of waiting 30 days. So they asked the question, hey, would you pay an extra $4 or $5 if we could do that?
Nope, and I'll tell you why. Three words, DVR.
Oh, agreed. My thing with it is that I'd be worried that, you know, if I wait 24 hours, I'll get the Hulu version, which is 90 minutes with a lot of shit cut out.
Yeah, they do cut out, because I watched the Hulu version of Raw this week.
Mm-hmm.
They cut out pretty much all the recaps and all the did you knows and everything of that. Problem is, they also cut out in segments like this week's. To do the little Hulu report, this week they cut out both the Baron Corbin gets attacked by Dolph Ziggler segment and the entirety of the Miz TV segment. So.
While admittedly, it's under, you know, I can see why some of that got cut, but excuse me, that's two storylines that lead up to two matches at Payback. Are they major matches? No. One of them is a B-belt title. And the other one is a debuting wrestler's first major feud. I'd like to know something about that, thank you.
Yeah.
There are two other reasons why, you know, it's not going to be done anytime soon. Number one, the internet, period. Mm-hmm. I mean, the episodes are available readily if you just Google them, Maggle. And number two, wouldn't it be a breach of their current deal with NBC Universal? I'm assuming that has to play a role somehow.
Right. It's not something they're going to be able to do in the next week, in the next month, or the next year.
They have to renegotiate the terms of the deal probably too. And probably a lot of money is going to have to be exchanged on that situation as well, if they were even to, you know, go that route.
Exactly.
Now, if I remember my rerun schedule, the SmackDown and Raw run on Saturday night on Universal HD.
Back to back and back to back again, yes.
Yes,
like 12 exactly. hours. Yeah. Or 10
hours. 10 hours, yes.
It seems like 12.
Yeah, well,
just like WrestleMania.
That was 12 hours.
Not far from it.
No, it was not. Good Lord.
But it was more like 10 for those in Dallas because,
So, yeah, this is, you know, it's not something that's going to happen right away.
But it's definitely good fodder for conversation.
Definitely. Now, if I want conversation, I'm going to enjoy a conversation between a lunatic and a Canadian. And you can choose which is which. Oh, sorry.
Actually, technically, no, you can, but, you know, hey.
Well, I don't think Jericho can be crazy, but Ambrose is indeed American-born, so you're right.
His girlfriend isn't, but, you know, if you want to go that route.
Jim, I need you to go clip something for me from the SmackDown promo that Ambrose cut.
Okay.
His transition, after he's done ranting and raving about what happened on Monday, and when, you know, that he's going to get his hands on Jericho on Sunday, and if he puts him in a submission hold, he ain't going to let go.
After that, what I'm going to do next, I can't even say on this show.
Oh, my.
But he has an interesting transitional statement before he actually gets into the formal asylum segment. Mm-hmm. So I'm enjoying that. These two don't even have to lay a hand on each other. And it's almost, you could almost do the same thing with Owens and Zayn. The problem is that those two are just like Strike Force or the Rockers, you know, the moment they see each other.
And another, you don't listen? Yes, okay, you know.
Yeah, that's it. Exactly.
And then somebody gets put through the barbershop window.
Exactly.
I'd love if Beefcake just appeared on the show one day and they just did that one, that segment with one of them.
Ed Leslie, maybe he can come up with an 85th gimmick just for that.
Just because Edge and Christian went through about 15 of them during their interrogation on the show.
Did they do Dizzy Hogan?
I don't think so.
No!
I'd have to listen to the interview again. Actually, I'm more impressed with what they did with this week's episode with, we can all be speaking English, but we're not speaking the same language.
I haven't seen it yet. I'll have to look. That sounds interesting, though.
Edge and Christian and Paige in the locker room, insulting each other in Canadian and British. how I put it.
For a second there, I thought you were talking about where they met their, I can't remember if they were Mexican or Escador counterparts that wear the gold.
Oh, the conquistadors.
The conquistadors. Yeah. It's like, what was your what's your favorite word in English? Quesadilla. It's like, oh, God.
Oh, no, not that. Not that segment. No, just the fact that, you know, Edge and Christian, you know, walk into a locker room and hilarity ensued.
Well, you saw the previews for the final four episodes of season one. I hope they get a season two. They better.
I hope so too. I was surprised that people were dogging on this week's episode. I thought it was very well done. Maybe that segment went over their heads. That'd be my thought.
So we're going to see, let's see, the preview showed the Wyatts, Jerry Springer, and some others.
Mm-hmm.
I missed the commercial, but I think I saw Boogeyman there.
Could be. So again, good on them. They're really great. Oh, speaking of reality shows. Oh, Ms. Heyman.
Yes.
Your dear Uncle Paul has just signed a deal to do a reality show.
What?
Yes. Get this.
It's called Better Call Paul, right?
No. This is from The Wrap, which is a very big Hollywood site. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. The series will follow wrestling promo legend at his ingeniously dysfunctional Looking for Larry ad agency. Okay? It's from Left Right Productions, and it's for an unscripted series. The show will feature one person at the company called Heyman's ingenious, dysfunctional approach to advertising and marketing. And the series comes about after a Yahoo Sports documentary on Heyman and his band of advocates went viral during WrestleMania 32 week. Okay?
Okay.
It's a day in the life of the Looking for Larry agency and all of the many problems we're forced to solve. Heyman described the show for us. It's a juggling act. The 15 employee Looking for Larry agency stays busy feeding its content deal with Yahoo, creating viral videos for distribution by Disney's Maker Studios, running the popular Heyman Hustle website, and promoting clients over social media. He's going to partner with Emmy-winning order director Michael Mitchell K. Stewart to produce the series. The show will follow the duo and their clients through campaigns in New York, Las Vegas, and Hayman. The filming of the pilot has started right now here in New York. Okay. Lionsgate's interested. A few British networks are interested. And he said they're in New York, so I'm always 45 minutes a day for kicking in someone's door. And he said, I'm a single parent looking to demonstrate to his children that you could work your ass off and having the time of your life doing it. Heyman summed his hectic professional life for us. I sleep 2 hours a night so I don't keep busy. I end up getting myself in a lot of trouble. He said, at least I'm now getting into trouble. It'll make for good television. So look for your dear Uncle Paul next year on your TV. How the hell do you like that? That's huge for Mr. Haven. Thank you very much.
How the hell do I get him to kick in my door now? Wait, I don't live in New York.
Move.
Better yet, have him kick in your door, Jason.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, but seriously, wow. That's pretty good, right?
That's awesome. I wish I had known sooner, but congratulations to my dear Uncle Paul. I would love to see, I look forward to seeing that. But while we're waiting, there's a short list that's floating around. Let me find the head of this article. A fan council consumer survey has been sent out by the company. If you check your spam folders, ladies and gentlemen. They're testing the waters on a bunch of DVD and Blu-ray concepts. Now, personally, I didn't think they were going to produce any more DVDs or Blu-rays and that all this content would be network exclusive.
Well, you thought wrong.
Well, it's just this, that's why this was such a surprise to me. So,
speaking of DVDs and Blu-rays, the Best of NXT Volume 1 is coming out. It's already soon.
Yay.
Okay, exceptions to every rule. Anyway.
Excuse me. Won't buy that one. They edited out the curb stomp. Sorry.
Mm.
So, but the list, you know, the list is interesting. I put a partial list in the chat. And there's a few other ones that I didn't put in there. And because there's one that I should have put in there because I'm going to make a personal point about it. One of the DVD suggestions was the Best of Iron Man matches.
Hmm.
This is a DVD that will be released incomplete.
Yes.
At least I double fucking dog dare WWE to put one specific Iron Man match on that DVD. I will buy two of them.
And I know which one you're talking about.
I was there, man.
Did you say hi to Eugene when you...
No, we were this particular show, I made the mistake of not having my tickets in hand and trusting somebody.
Ooh.
DTA.
Exactly. We ended up way the hell up in the rafters.
It could have been worse. You could have had limited view seats like I've had before.
The good news is I wasn't so high that the lighting rig wasn't blocking the ring. I've been close to that. But, you know, we were so high up that there was another station of techs keeping an eye on things. Because during the Iron Man match in question, there was really not much for this tech to do, so he flipped his monitor over to a baseball game. I took a picture. I couldn't resist. But yes, everybody knows what I'm talking about, but WWE, I dare you to put the Benoit Triple H Iron Man match on this DVD. I will buy two of them and post the receipt.
No chance in hell.
For me, I would buy that just to see, because I've only seen parts of it and I've heard good things about it.
Mm-hmm.
The Lesnar Angle Iron Man match.
That's the 30-minute one. Yes, I will recommend that one. That one I can recommend. It's sad that the Benoit Triple H one won't get on there, but the probably the Randy Orton John Cena one from Bragging Rights.
Oh, blah.
Featuring evil genius Randy Orton trying to blow up John Cena.
I'll have you know, this match went on so long.
How long was it?
I had time to go to the bathroom, buy some souvenirs, have some dinner, and have a conversation with one of WWE's security guards. And when I got back to my seat, they were still going.
Alec Baldwin, take notes.
So anyway, but the brief list that I did put in the chat, I'll go around the table real quick. Shane, is there anything on there that you would absolutely positively spend money on?
That I would absolutely spend money on?
Yes.
Well, anything with The Undertaker I'd buy. 30 Years of Survivor Series, I'll buy that. The Rhodes story, about the story of Dustin and Cody, I'd like to watch that. Definitely the Inoue family legacy, because I love, because that family's just done a lot for the business. I definitely won't buy WWE Health and Fitness unless it's got Lana doing a fitness show. Then no.
Steph could do a pretty good one herself, I gotta say. But
she already
other than that, no offense to Millionaire Man Ted. No, I don't want to watch another DVD of you. If I want to watch another DVD of you, I'll watch that one that you did of Finding God or whatever you did the first time, where Ted DiBiase Jr. is in there. And no offense to Sid, but it'd just really be another Destruction of Ultimate Warrior DVD, in my personal opinion.
No, I'd actually be checking out the Sid one. I always dug his work, especially in WCW back in the day.
Plus, they don't seem to have a problem with Sid. I mean, he was on that. He was part of the people that killed Heath Slater that one year. Remember?
I would hope it'd have a lot of his WCW footage because he was the person integral from converting me to Smarkdom.
I want some of his ECW stuff. That was fun, right?
Yes. Yes.
But
he has only half the brains that you do.
That promo will be on there whether he wants it or not.
Right. But yeah, I'd get the Ted DiBiase one just because I like to see more of his matches besides the pay-per-view ones and the Saturday Night Main Event ones. Mark Henry, except for the Hall of Pain run, he hadn't had anything really big. I'd want to see the Goldust one, only if they can get early days Goldust stuff on there, because that was what really defined him for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
After being Dustin Rhodes for so long, when he started doing Goldust, that was like a gear shift for everybody's mind right now.
Well, it was a paradigm shift, and it was something, you wouldn't expect something like that.
Right. Although it does bring back one weird memory I have to mention on this. We haven't gotten to that pay-per-view on pay-per-view, which will be coming back sometime in May. Early plug, but whatever. There was a Razor Ramon Goldust feud in late 95, early 96.
Mm-hmm.
And it led to the Royal Rumble Intercontinental match where, one, Marlena debuted on that one. And two, when Razor was coming out, Mr. Perfect was on commentary. Vince asked Perfect, what do you think Razor was thinking out there? And Perfect says, let's ooze it together, machismo. And Vince says, no, he's not thinking that.
No, if you watch kayfabe commentary, Scott actually tells you what he was thinking during that goddamn match. it was time back in like 96 where I was doing this feud with Goldust and he was going through that whole gay gimmick thing. And he took it a little bit too far, but I didn't care.
That almost sounded like a Henniger's impression of Nash there for a second.
My comment was going to be Scott didn't really care because he was high or drunk.
Hey-o.
Going through the list myself, yes, I would definitely want to see the Samoans DVD. I might be biased.
Especially if I have some stuff with Umaga on there. If you have stuff with Umaga, God rest him, then
they mention him on commentary, so they really don't have any, you know, antipathy to him. What bothers
Umaga, yes.
Umaga. Anyway, I would definitely want to see that. The Undertaker one I'd be curious about. 30 years of Survivor Series would also be kind of fun.
Especially if they do it right and show, you know, the actual Survivor Series matches. What a concept.
Some of the ones that weren't mentioned that I didn't get a chance to put out here, they are considering some unreleased matches DVDs. The two names being bandied about are Ultimate Warrior and Shawn Michaels. So, I'd be definitely interested in the Michaels version, in the Michaels DVD.
Did they mention any other WCW-oriented DVDs, like maybe something for Clash of the Champions, nudge, nudge?
Because
that's what I'm wanting to see.
No. All I see are... unseen matches from 86 to 90 to 95, which in the case of 95 was probably most of them.
Ooh.
What
a maneuver.
Let's see. History of the Tag Team Championship, WWE Live, which is city specific, which I just found weird. You know, yes, I remember where, you know, when there's a memorable match, usually I remember where it happened, mm-hmm. but I don't lump matches per city.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
So I'm not sure if I'd be interested in that.
Like all the greatest matches that ever happened in Chicago, or
right.
Well, yeah, but yeah, exactly. Didn't they already do that type of thing? Correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't they do like a best of Madison Square Garden or something along those lines?
Right. This would expand to do, like Jim said, Chicago, Atlanta, Boston, Los Angeles.
Ellie and Spectrum.
Yeah, greatest matches in Boston. Said no one ever.
No, that's not true.
Ha, Keats.
Greatest matches in Boston? That's called the Celtics. Anyway,
or the Bruins. There's ice under this parquet floor.
Now, the funniest part about this was that out of everyone here at this table, the first person to defend Boston was a person from New York. It's like
that's because Forth wasn't here.
No. Let me explain. There are certain Kowloon is a huge place in Boston. It's the Ribera Steakhouse of Boston. If you know what I mean?
Hmm.
Just saying. And Boston has had a long wrestling history. The greatest wrestling cities are, and I will, you know, we can say, okay, New York, Atlanta, Chicago, you know, mm-hmm. St. Louis.
Yeah, definitely.
Of course, Dallas for the Texas, right?
Oh, the Sportatorium, mm-hmm. come on, yeah.
Yeah, you know, and of course, Memphis, Smoky Mountain, and other you know, other places.
Just watching some Lance Russell the other day on the YouTube, yeah.
So, I mean, you know, I just don't know where they would go with this, okay?
Right, that was my other thing. I'm not sure what we've got. So, can I say we've covered everything? Did we cover everything that we needed to cover? I see a couple of things that I didn't touch on, but a couple of them are going to come up during Pick'ems.
Yep. Overm!
So, yeah, why don't we do that? Hey, VRM, you want to go to bed early tonight?
Yes.
Get your spreadsheet out. Let's get started.
Okay, here we go. Spreadsheet is up.
By the way, and I'm not asking this to be a pain in the butt because I haven't listened to the program in a couple weeks because I've been busy with things. Who is the reigning Fizzleweight champion?
Hi.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, it's me, Josh.
It's Stat Boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just
fitting.
Yes, the firm of doing.
To be fair, I made my picks about an hour before we went live.
Did you talk to that Dolphins guy? Oh wait.
Oh jeez.
No.
I'm sorry.
We had a whole conversation about that last night.
Sorry. I couldn't resist. I could not
420
resist.
Somewhere. That was a couple of weeks ago though.
But no, seriously, like I made no attempt to pick. I just said fuck it.
But you will pick this.
Yes.
This time we're going
to put a little bit of effort and we'll be finishing in last place probably.
Probably.
Yes.
So I need to count the matches again. 8 matches, 9 points, wild card in play. Let's just get right into it. US title, Kalisto Ryback.
Who wins?
I'm gonna hate to say it, but your new US champion, Ryback.
I'm with Shane on this. Ryback wins in a match no one gives a flying fuck about.
And is on the pre-show.
Yep.
By the way, we lost.
They need to give him something. I'm going to agree with the two of you. Ryback wins.
Yeah. By the way, we lost Chris.
Yeah. Well, we'll get him back if he pops back on.
Oh, is he completely off?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I think they're going to move the belt to Ryback because we need the Lucha Dragons together in the tag division. We're going to need to maintain the competition. I don't think this is a good time to keep the belt on Kalisto and have Sin Cara lose his shit.
Yeah, because I'll be perfectly honest, no offense to Kalisto, but the magic from him winning the United States Championship has sort of gone a little bit.
He hasn't, as far as I recall, has he defended it in the last month and a half?
That's why.
Yeah, not since Mania.
Okay, then, I think we go ahead and let's do that.
Yeah, and show sweep, Ryback. Next up.
Oh, and by the way, Chris just said Skype just went poopy on me. I'm restarting.
Okay.
That was about 5 minutes ago.
Skype just went poopy. Okay.
Poopy.
Next match.
Next match. Ziggler versus Corbin. Brooms are standing by.
Yep.
Yeah, especially with the news we got this past week concerning his brother. Baron Corbin will win.
Yeah, this is going to be... This isn't my wild card. It's going to be a freaking squash.
It's a monster... Build Monster debut singles pay-per-view. It's happening.
Agreed.
And if Ziggler needs to step off screen to let things cool down, this is how they write him off.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, Ziggler, I'm sorry, you're gonna get massacred on Sunday. Anyone picking Ziggler?
Nope.
Sweep.
Yeah. All right. Next up, I'm not going to do the promo, but WWE Tag Team Number One Contenders Tournament. Enzo and Big Cass versus the Vaudevillains. Who stares? Pretty Lights. Go.
Presented by Bootios. Wild card.
Wild card.
Wild card. First of all, the Vaudevillains are going to win this thing because the Dudleys are going to rear their ugly heads, you see, and interfere and cost Enzo and Cass that chance to get the golden booty. See what I did there? So Vaudevillains win thanks in part to interference by the Dudleys and... What the heck? Big Cass stares up at the fixtures.
Vaudevillains win I agree with your interference, but that's not my wild card. I will say that Enzo steers the pretty lights.
Copy paste me, Jason.
Yeah, add me same to
here. Same here. As much as I want Enzo and Cass to win, you know.
Yes.
But this sets up a nice feud with the Dudley, so hey.
Yeah.
The other two matches we did, or three, or whatever it was.
Yes, and Skype decided to be bitchy about something for some reason.
Oh, we've only done one so far, Jim, which was Ryback Kalisto.
Okay,
no,
so
we did two.
Everybody picked. Everyone picked Big Cass getting pinned.
No, I picked.
I'm the only one that goes with Cass. Looking
everybody
up.
Else is picking Enzo getting pinned.
Okay, everyone's picking Enzo. Okay. Yeah.
And color me. I'm gonna say it. I'm gonna take a chance. Ryback will be the new U.S. champion.
That's not much. And
that's pretty much what everybody else said.
Yeah.
That is pretty much what you thought.
Yeah. And what about Ziggler Corbin?
Corbin, because he's new to the roster and he's the Andre Trophy guy. So.
Okay.
Armbar.
All right. So everyone except for Jim with Enzo.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And you can't teach that.
And. All right, Shane with Enzo, and then I will copy-paste as well. All right. WWE Women's Championship, Charlotte versus Natalya.
I will say that I don't know if this was talked about while I was having problems with my Skype. I'm thinking that this might be troublesome for Charlotte, given the situations that have been happening with her dad recently.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yep. Guilty by association, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I think I agree. I think Natalya is going to get the belt just because Ric Flair done fucked up.
Twice.
Yeah.
First with the garbage at the airport, and then something that got edited off SmackDown. Yeah.
Yeah. Wild card.
Okay.
Brett's going to put Rick in the sharpshooter.
Yay.
As long as it writes Rick off TV forever, I'm happy.
All right. So what was that? Is that a sweep for Natalya, basically, because of reasons?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going with that.
I'll go that route,
too. If they go with... If they go with Charlotte, it's not going to be good. Rick right now needs to, as we all know, he needs to get some. Well, we all know.
He needs
the only way you're going to anyone will maybe accept Charlotte winning is if she like spears or attacks the crap out of Rick afterwards to write him off.
Yeah, I don't see that happening though.
Mm-mm.
And I do think as much as they've seemingly tried at times to be better than this, I still think they'd be petty enough to punish Charlotte for the actions of her dad.
No, I don't believe that. I think this will be punishment enough for Charlotte.
That's what I mean. Just lose the title right there. Not anything more than that, but still.
All right, now it gets good.
Mm.
Sami Zayn, Kevin Owens.
Answer the fans.
Yes. For the billionth time around the world, they're just, you know, I can imagine this locker room. Okay, here's the finish. Sami looks at Kevin. You know what to do? Yeah, let's go do it. And they do it.
they're not going to play. If there was any way I could use my wild card and say they're going to call this match on the fly, or they're going to dig something up out of their millions of other matches. I'm going to be silly with my wild card.
Silly indeed.
Uh-oh.
Owens is going to win because we're just getting started with the WWE feud. But Sammy's going to do that really cool corner leap through the middle rope thingamabob. There's a name. I'm sure there's a fancy name
Leap
for it.
Leap through the middle rope, tornado DDT.
Yeah, that one.
Better call Morrow.
In quotes.
Owens is taking one of those on Sunday.
Yay.
Boy, does that every match, but okay.
Sammy has done it on TV exactly once.
And Sammy might be, or Sammy could take a power bomb to the apron. Who knows?
Okay, I'm gonna go with Owens. So, because I'm gonna go with Zayn as the feud kickoff. And then Owens will get the payback in some brutal fashion at Extreme Rules.
Reverse for URM for me.
I agree. I was thinking Zayn would get the first win due to he got beaten last time in NXT, but yeah, I'm going to say reverse. I'll say Owens will win this time, but Sammy will snap at Extreme Rules and beat the living piss out of Owens.
I'm actually going to say Zayn's going to win because Owens has pretty much established himself in WWE's main roster due to the Cena win alone and then the two Intercontinental match wins. So they need to establish Zayn on the main roster. Mm. So that's why I'm going to pick Zayn.
I am going to pick Zayn winning, but Owens will get his revenge at Extreme Rules, which I will be at. So there you go.
Shameless plug.
I should see if I can get tickets. Is that Prudential or Barclays?
Prudential, I believe.
Oh, I should definitely see if I can get tickets. All right. Next up, the quote war. Miz versus Cesaro, Intercontinental title.
This is tough. Easy. No, it's not.
Cesaro by DQ. Come on.
No. Well, yeah. Yes, exactly. Cesaro by DQ. He's not going to win it yet. Okay.
Right. Miz retains because the dynamic between him and Maurice is amazing.
Yes.
So Miz retains. It could be via Cesaro winning by DQ, but I'll just simply say Miz retains to cement my point.
They need to debut new music, as you said. Okay.
Stripper music.
No.
Bond going into.
Stop that.
And they could just bring
back. He likes the idea, though, doesn't she?
She could just bring back Lance Storm's old theme. Right?
Yeah. If I could be serious for just a moment.
Yeah, I'm going with Cesaro by DQ.
That sounds like a good answer, too.
No, we need the Jim Johnston 007 thing for Cesaro.
Yeah.
Go do the 007 thing, then once he does his stripperella, then go to his normal theme.
But yeah, if you want new music for The Miz, I will put a link to an awesome mashup for Miz and Maurice to debut together.
That actually was a really good mashup, I'm not gonna lie.
That's been around for several years, and it's still amazing.
Which begs the question, why did they wait this long to actually pair them up on TV?
Because I don't think they were married. I don't think they were an item when she was still with the company. Mm. I don't remember the timeline very well. Mm. But we're getting off topic.
Yes. Shane, did you pick?
No, I haven't picked yet. I'll go, Cesaro wins by DQ, because like everyone else, yeah, it's not his time yet.
Okay, so moving on now. Happy Scary Dean time! Happy Scary Dean versus Chris Jericho.
I will screw up the entire pay per view.
Yes, you will.
How am I supposed to choose?
Simple. Ambrose wins. I think this is easier than people think. I can't see... Because Jericho's on board for, what, another few weeks, maybe? Tops?
Well, I figured he could write his book between music tours and wrestling dates.
And podcasts.
And podcasts. So.
Give me Happy Scary Dean here.
Dean, in my opinion, needs to win this one because after it should be the apology for having him lose to Lesnar.
Yeah. Well,
that and Jericho beat Styles, so.
Right.
Yeah, Ambrose for the win.
Ambrose.
Oh, brooms. All right.
Brooms. And finally, oh boy. I'm standing by on the wild cards. I want them
wild card central.
This is yes. Wild card central. I want them one at a time. And I want to make sure I get the wording right before we move on to the next one.
This is why I just tossed mine earlier, just to make this go faster. Okay.
I'd like to go first.
WWE Championship, Roman Reigns versus AJ Styles.
All right. I'm going to take a risk. Just because... With what happened with the NXT title, they think they might try to pull this. I don't know. I'm going to say that AJ actually gets the win. Wild card, after the match, Gallows and Anderson come out. They're all friendly. And then Gallows and Anderson annihilate AJ after the match.
I'm going...
Hold on. Oh. Let me set up first. Okay, go.
Okay. I'm taking a big risk here. I'm going to say this match ends in a no contest. Due to the fact that Doc and Anderson will come out. Now, they'll seem like they're going to help AJ... But they'll attack both Reigns and Styles. This will lead to a fight between all four, which will then bring out Finn Balor, who will attack both men along with Anderson and Gallows, thus forming the Balor Club at Payback.
I was going to say, go Bobby Heenan on it. But which side is he on? Well, okay, okay, no, I'm just asking, I'm going to pose a question on behalf of, while you're typing, on behalf of my right honorable friend from Australia. Is this auto-win worthy?
No.
No, because if this has been before Aunt Gallows and Anderson debuted, maybe, but... It's net with what happened with NXT and the NXT title and everything. This is in the realm of possibility.
I tried, Shane. I tried.
Well, I'll wait till we're done pick-ems and I'll say why I don't think that's going to happen.
Okay, I'll make it very simple and very easy. AJ Styles wins with help, and my wild card is with help. From the Bullet Club and Finn Balor, Balor Club debuts. No bullshit. Balor Club helps AJ Styles win the belt.
So, along with that, Jason, are you saying that that's a Styles heel turn or?
Or
a Roman heel turn?
No, the heel turn will happen sometime. I'm not including that in there.
Chicago.
No turns. Remember, it's got. There's no specific turn here.
Yeah. I am going to. And Shane, you're not the only one taking that risk with the result. I'm going no contest as well.
It's just you've got to keep AJ strong, and obviously they got to keep their boy Roman strong. So Bullet Club interference along with Balor to make it even more exciting just seems like the most logical thing.
Mm. Okay, that is all the wild cards are now in play.
Did Miss Heyman?
I have not.
Yeah.
Now, if I had a wild card to play, but I don't. But I agree that this is going to be no contest because this show is going to end in a massive schmoz. Actually, tell you what. Take my wild card off of Owen Zane.
Okay.
I'm gonna take a chance. I just got an idea. Look out.
Okay. I will need to expand the window and make
make room.
Yeah, I am making a very long text box. Okay.
Okay. No contest because AJ's buddies are going to come out. The Usos are going to come out. They're not going to be able to stop these guys. They're going to fight all the way to the freaking credits.
Fight forever.
They're going to fight all the way to the freaking credits. It's going to be no contest because everything is just going to freaking fall apart. There's going to be Usos and Bullet Club people just killing each other all over the arena. That's how the show ends.
So at Extreme Rules, Nikki is proposing Bullet Club versus the new Wild Samoans.
No, the Bullet Club versus the new Samoan SWAT team in an Elimination Chamber match.
Ooh. See, very intrigued.
So I'm just going to put this as Bullet Club and Reigns Usos brawl to credits.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I might not get we're out of time from the table, but you know what? You know what?
We haven't had one of those in a while.
No, I think we're due.
Mm-hmm. And last, Jim.
I'm going to just weak and wuss my way out of this by saying super booing time. I'm going to say Reigns simply retains. I don't think Vince has the stones to do this, first of all. Do you really think he wants to put the belt on the guy who was the figure who was Mr. TNA?
Yes.
How dare you say I don't have the balls? I've got the largest.
I'm saying Vince has the balls to keep Roman champion in Chicago. That takes onions.
Okay, you're right. That takes some crazy ass stones.
He's got the grapefruits to do that. So I'm just going to say Roman retains, and some of what you say may very well happen after the match. You see.
Okay, you think the whole thing's going to blow up after. Okay.
I think it blows up after and sets the stage for the month of May ahead and the summer of 2016, quite frankly. So. But I'm surprised we aren't doing a pick on what we think Vince is going to do with Shane and Steph and the Authority and stuff.
We haven't picked anything on that. I'd just say brand split.
I hope brutal. Not. I really hope not.
I'm hoping so.
let's face it, Jim. It's actually really needed because SmackDown's basically dying, and everyone's saying it's just a repeat of Monday Night Raw anyways.
But if you do the brand split, it's going to still be elements that repeat Monday Night Raw. You're still going to see elements of that. And if you want to be technical, the brand split has still always been in effect for quite some time. There are certain superstars who you will not see on SmackDown unless it's a big occasion. So,
I just think that they have the roster to do it. They have a need to stop making SmackDown the Raw recap show.
Right.
And if they're... Okay.
Question is, who do you put in charge of which?
Shane stays in charge of Raw.
Yes, and Stephanie back on SmackDown, because let's face it, we all love Stephanie as the SmackDown GM. Let's not lie.
Got your attention?
Yes, exactly.
Just for that one shot, I know.
Not just that, then there was her in the witch outfit, too.
Let the boobies to the floor.
Yeah. Even Bischoff.
Yeah, and also, who did you post it on the thread, Chris? Anime Steph?
Yes.
Not inaccurate, I'll say that much.
All right.
Donkey.
Yeah. See if they couldn't have gotten who they did, they should have gotten her to play Rita in the new Power Rangers movie that's coming out.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Let me ask you something. Can I just make an auto win throw out there just versus a wild card? I'm not going to change much. Does Seth Rollins show up?
Ooh.
I would honestly say no.
Chicago. If they really want to pop, you bring his ass out.
Well, where's Raw the next night, just to make sure?
Okay, hang on. But if you...
We're excited to see...
I'm sorry. Here's... No, Jim. Here's what would make it an auto win. Okay? Mm-hmm. Is if Seth Rollins were to come out, curb stomp Roman, then curb stomp Styles, and raise both hands of Gallows and Anderson, and reveal he's the new leader of the Bullet Club.
The Rollins Club.
People would lose their ever-loving minds.
And Raw is going to be in St. Louis.
Okay.
Oh, that could be the return of somebody very slippery.
Baby oil.
Do you honestly think they would bring him back now? He would just slip through the rest of the roster.
Baby oil.
And then he'd hit somebody with an RKO from out of nowhere. Maggle.
Start the vines, Maggle.
Well,
we got vines.
Well, if Rollins does return on Sunday and Orton does return on Monday, they just have to repeat that one WrestleMania spot and we'll be good.
Yeah.
I wish. Okay, so is that everything?
Save for selling soap, yes.
VRM, if you need to go to bed, you now have permission to go to bed.
All right.
Yep. But before you do, please post the pickums in the thread so that others can participate. To which Please. You're like, Jim, F you.
But I will say this. This is the reason I did not pick Finn Balor, because I've read the NXT spoilers and I've seen what's going to be happening at the next takeover.
That doesn't mean anything. We know what... We've seen people compete at takeover and still be on Raw.
But if you put Balor at the head of the Bullet Club, then you kind of got heel versus heel against Joe.
Mm. Well, it doesn't matter because, as you said, you read those NXT files, and he pretty much cut like a heel like promo saying he's now obsessed with the NXT championship, and in fact, he's possessed by a demon for it.
That's a good point too. We'll see what happens.
Besides, he can't leave Bayley.
Bailey's probably on the up and up anyways, seeing as though Nia Jax destroyed her. So. Yeah.
We're still not sure if that was a legit injury or not.
Yeah.
I'm saying it's not, but I'll have to see the footage to be sure.
Okay. See, that's what I mean. I hadn't seen the footage, so I didn't, you know, if I'd seen it, I could probably give a better...
Considering the reports are that the leg was being worked over after the knee blew out, I think it's kind of a work.
Okay.
But for everyone that is listening, here are two of your championship matches for the next takeover. We're gonna have Joe versus Bella 3.
Or 4 if you count the house.
And we're gonna have Nia Jax versus Asuka for the women's championship.
I am okay with this.
You are properly sports entertained.
So, since we have covered all of that, we only have one more thing to take care of.
Who left the muffins in the break room again?
It might be still fresh.
Ooh.
But not just... So let's actually sell some muffins. Chris already did his, so he's disqualified. And VRM's already taken off. Shane, you usually don't have anything, but I'm going to ask you anyway.
Yep, still nothing to promote.
Okay. So, Jim, Jason, you guys arm wrestle over who's gonna be...
I'm going to keep it simple because of some IRL issues with our buddy and our friend, Chief High Muckety Muck Carl Chenier. We're kind of backlogged. So I will simply say this. Keep it tuned to Spectrum1.net and the TuneIn app and TuneIn.com for podcasts over the weekend as we will get you caught up through the month of April, going into May, because we have some interesting announcements about some old platforms that we're going back to and a new platform or two you can hear us on.
Awesome.
So, be listening.
And we will talk about, and I'll just highlight very quickly, shows like the BS Big Show, Touch 'Em All. We're going to have a big story coming up on the next one.
Yes.
With one of the top five players in the Major League Baseball suspended for PEDs. His name is D. Gordon.
Yeah, he plays for Miami. And who's the strength and or rather hitting coach there in Miami, Jason?
Mr. Barry Bonds. Yes, exactly.
Yes, conspiracy theories.
By the way, is that show going up the one, or were you just shooting the shit?
No, we were just shooting the shit.
Oh, okay. All right. There will be a BF Big Show coming up very soon because there's more news on that, including what happened at the draft where some guy got supposedly hacked. Oh, my goodness.
Wham, he got high.
Yeah, and he got high.
He got high, and he threw Ole Miss under the bus.
Yes, he did. We'll get to that. Other shows like Pixel Nation, We Love to Interrupt, off this week. Feel better soon, Chico. Red State, Blue State, Real Life got in the way of that, too. Lots of stuff to cover. Next week, we'll be back to it. You know, all that good stuff here on Spectrum One. Just keep it tight. That's
gonna
all.
Going to be huge.
Yep, big time.
Huge.
Well... I don't have anything of major importance other than that I will be attending a live event in Sioux Falls, South Dakota in the next couple of weekends.
Nice.
My first WWE event in probably 8 months.
Oh, wow.
That's
very cool.
For you. Yeah.
They're going to be in Rapid City and they're going to be in Des Moines for SmackDown, but because my computer is doing stupid crap, I could not order tickets for either venue.
How many times did I tell you, Nikki, you should not have went on eBay and bid on the anonymous Raw GM's computer, especially after it was busted?
Hey, I saw that thing busted live. I wanted to get it so I could get Edge to sign it.
Plus, the CD tray is not a cup holder, all right?
Yes.
Shoot, that part's broken on my current laptop. I could have salvaged the
you
parts.
You don't put the big super 44-ouncer on that. You go with 22 and you're fine.
But then I have to get up more often.
Oh, wham, wham, wham.
That's why
you get
it. You love saying that, don't you?
Coming soon. The Rihanna JBL remix.
Oh, boy.
Oh, wah, 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 wah.
Every
wah.
Day I wham, 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 wham. You think I'm kidding? You just keep listening, folks.
Oh, my God. Oh.
I know you're not kidding. I'm just looking. I'm looking forward to it, actually.
Yes.
So with that, before this gets any worse.
Too late.
Yeah, I know. For Jim Williams, for Jason Block, for VRM, who's already in bed, for Chris Waters, and for Bad News Beeman, my name is Nikki Heyman. You've been listening to the North American Wrestling Connection, which I think we've completed in record time compared to the last 3 or 4 weeks. But do stay tuned. We will keep it tight. We will keep it going. And in the meantime...
Stay golden, pony boy.
The preceding podcast has been a presentation of Spectrum One, online and on demand at SpectrumOne.net.